Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good news and the sound of my voice. Sounds a little bit better, right? I was reading a story of a fellow who's a radio talk host, does sports in Boston, and he's had a problem with his voice for a couple of years, and now they've got him on a special routine. I think my voice is my voice most of the time, right?
Most of the time.
So here we have all of this heavy pollen. Even the meteorologists were talking about it on the early signs of spring. Plus, we hadn't had a lot of rain here. The rain tends to take care of the pollen. So if it's dry where you are, and you get a lot of buds, the flowers, the trees, everything, some of the early veggies, that'll make the air feel heavy. But as I work through the voice exercises, la 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 la,
yeah.
me.
Eyes, lips, was it teeth, tip of the tongue, or something like that?
Yes.
I am experiencing the itchy eyes. They won't quit.
That's part of the deal. That's part of the spring stuff. The itchy eyes, for sure. Yep. All right. So, on the other side of the plant discussion, plants, established partners, bring indoors, these plants can help alleviate stress, purify the air. So for Easter, did you have an Easter lily around, or did you have, well, poinsettias are more for Christmas, I guess, right?
Yeah, I feel like those are more the Christmas one. No, we really aren't like a live plant family in the house because we're allergic to everything. I mean, basically everything outside. I'm one of those people. Do not bring me a bouquet of flowers. Bring me a bouquet of balloons and I'll be happy.
This one's not quite up my alley,
but I definitely get what they're saying about a lot of the research is showing that if you have, and they're not just talking one or two houseplants. They're saying like rooms completely filled with plants can do a lot to help with your mood, with fight against colds.
Well, the studies suggest that this stuff indoors does help, as you're suggesting, alleviate stress and purify the air. Beneficial properties may not, however, be fully established since, you know, there are a lot of the study of what's on the leaves is important. A lot of people think that it'll help remove viruses that cause colds and flu in the air. That'd be kind of a nice thing for the photosynthetic process to do, right?
Yeah, I know a lot of people, they want, like, what are they, the succulents? Get a lot of succulents to help purify the air or whatever, but I feel like you really need a lot, like one or two little succulents or just decoration.
So, to get into the nitty-gritty, but not too far into the weeds, if you pardon the pun, plants I think all greenery produces a biochemical work. There's an element that's common among homes that comes from the fact that it absorbs sunlight. And it produces hydrogen peroxide, which is something very beneficial for healing. It disinfects wounds. Probably you use it, right? Some people use it to bleach their hair.
Fresh aloe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, at any rate, if the stuff that's coming out of the leaves, you know, we talk about all natural stuff, where there's nothing much more naturally healing than hydrogen peroxide. One of the chemicals in the chemical chart that you learned about in chemistry when you were in high school, maybe. African violets produce the most hydrogen. So, if you're looking for advice on what to sample first, try African violets and then devil's ivy. And then there are others around, but those two are the best places. I think those are available pretty regularly and pretty easily all around. And so get yourself feeling better, being better, and the hydrogen. If I wonder about the artificial application of hydrogen peroxide, because I spray my throat with it pretty much every day, because I think that's one of the reasons I didn't get COVID, one of many probably. Mm-hmm. You get rid of all the germs that are in your mouth and your throat. Just spray the stuff in there and get rid of a lot of different things that would lead to infectious diseases in your body. All right, we all signed on to that?
There you go.
All right, let's head south here. On the Good Day program, we'll start in Louisville, Kentucky, where a gunman killed five people. Yet more gun violence. This time it was in a bank in Louisville. It was live streamed. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting to be ridiculous. Victims between the age of 40 and 64. There were nine people injured. A new police officer just graduated from the academy a couple of weeks ago. He was shot in the head, but he's and got to be in critical.
Critical, yeah.
Be the end of his career, probably. Didn't last a long while. Police were there in 3 minutes. They shot the attacker. It was the end of him. But the old National Bank will never be the same in Louisville, Kentucky. So the people that work in the bank say that this fellow told the local newspaper that his wife was working at the bank. She locked herself inside the vault.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what helped protect her. That was smart thinking on her part. Anyway.
It's awful. And it also goes to show because Kentucky is one of those areas where people can have guns. And even at the school shooting at the private school in Nashville, some of the teachers, some of the staff and faculty members had guns on them at the time, and police showed up in minutes. In this situation, police showed up in minutes, and there haven't been reports on if anybody on the scene also was carrying or not, but you would almost have to think at least one other person. Mm-hmm. But it still shows how many people died, even with other people carrying, even with police presence within minutes. It's just... on the one hand, yes, absolutely. Are we done with this yet? Is everybody tired of this? Are we exhausted of this happening yet? What are we going to do?
Apparently not.
Just arguing everything, exactly, because most people, it seems like most of these people are getting guns legally. People who are getting guns illegally, typically if they are part of gun violence, it seems very targeted. This apparently was, mass shootings typically are targeted to some degree.
The mayor was shot last year by somebody who didn't like him in his campaign office.
Yeah. When I think a couple people died there, the governor, Andy Beshear, the Kentucky governor, said one of his closest friends was killed in this bank attack. The Nashville one of the governor's wife's, like, best friends died in that attack. What are people doing other than just arguing over facts and
nothing
what
at
should
the moment.
Be done? Like, who's
nothing.
Actually doing stuff?
Nothing. AR-15, another semi-automatic used in the incident. Guy was 25 years old, and there it is. Same damn story over and over and over again. Yeah, he was he was an employee, right? Didn't he get fired? That was, I think, the story that I.
He was an intern for a few summers before finally making it full-time, and then I think he was recently fired. And the attack apparently started in a conference room at the bank first before breaking out.
Yeah.
Live-streamed the whole thing. Like.
Yeah. All right. Moving across to another state in the South, the mother of the six-year-old who shot the teacher in Virginia has been charged. This is good. Child endangerment. Mother had not much to say. It doesn't look like. Grand jury in Newport News says Deha Taylor has been charged with child neglect, a felony, recklessly leaving a loaded firearm so as to endanger a child.
Is a misdemeanor. You would think that would be a felony charge, too.
Right. So one of the reasons this doesn't have that much of an implication, maybe this law should be changed. I think there are plenty of laws on the books that ought to be enforced. But the investigation continues into this more about the mother. But, you know, she is responsible for the six-year-old. Parents are responsible for their children.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah. And then it still goes to with the elementary school staff and those who are in charge, even though some of them have have resigned or been fired. But there, it's not like this was a one and done deal with this student, this particular student. There were many problems. The student was known to be problematic, assaulting kids on the playground, assaulting other teachers, had already been pretty much expelled from this school before eventually being permitted to return again.
Yeah. The client's turning herself in, says the lawyer. And so, okay, what else do you get out of this? The lawsuit that was filed against the administrator in the school for $40 million. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Seems yeah.
To me we did. Yep. School board has been sued. Three former school superintendents have been sued. I think principal was sued. Principal, just the whole thing is a mess. And all of this stuff is a mess. Mess, mess, mess. All right, where else shall we go into the South? We'll go into Tennessee, where the state is a national spotlight because of Republicans' apparent penchant for racist power grabs. I don't know how you can make draw your own conclusion. The state reps who were expelled from the state's house by lawmakers last week they want to be reinstated, but does that fix the problem? It doesn't seem to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were three that were kind of under fire for being part of the protests against gun violence.
Yeah.
State Rep. Gloria Johnson, she had her own, she was looked at separately than the other two reps, Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. And Gloria Johnson pretty much survived that. She escaped being expelled, where Jones and Pearson were both expelled. Well, now Justin Jones has been permitted to come back.
See, this is the kind of stuff that gives Republicans a bad name. This sort of thing is they've become so predictable that at least in the South, it's so predictable. And the reason for them being expelled was questionable at the beginning anyway. So do they put them, is this the right move or the wrong move? I guess that's the question.
The right move.
Yeah. All right, 18 after, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Protect your engine better with new Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It is Tuesday, April the 11th. On the air is Jay Kushner and Doug, and brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, your RV, your car, for protection on the road, whether you need it on the road, the water, wherever you need it. Find out how you can save a lot of dough by calling them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. So Harry Styles is in the news, sort of the glossopy, good Doug, the social glossary of celebrity. How do you like that? Pretty good,
I like that.
Nice new word. His mother's name is Anne Twist, and she has given some of you fans a rare insight into her baby boy. So we'll talk about that, mommy, after a moment here.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
You a fan, Jay, of Harry Styles?
Big fan. Huge.
Is he still with Olivia Wilde?
No, they've broken up, I want to say a few months ago.
Did they? Okay. All right, well, anyway, his mom was talking about him, stardom, what it's like for him to be a star and her to be the mom. It's very interesting because a lot of people get affected. You know what I mean? It goes to their head. Doesn't look like he has gone that way, though.
No, well, especially when you get back home around family or when you get to go back to your hometown and be around your friends. And I would think that most celebrities they are still the same people, essentially, before they found their stardom, unless maybe they found their stardom at, like, a significantly young age, like child actors or something, because they never really had that sense of normal. But she was talking about Harry Styles and how as soon as he walks in the family home, he goes right to the fridge, raids the fridge. And I think that I really think a lot of celebrities probably act this way when they get back into their parents' home.
Why not?
Like,
they're just people. It depends on, you know, what it completely, in my mind, depends on how you were raised. We all do something different. We, you know, some people consider what we do celebrity work. I don't consider it that. I think I just have, we're good, hopefully, at communicating, talking about ideas and stuff, but there are people who would put us on a pedestal because we aren't like they are. A lot of people know who we are, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't change who we are.
No, if anyone saw me at the grocery store, you would not know who I am, like, at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I...
Why should they, actually?
Right, exactly. You know. Well, and this story about Harry Styles kind of reminds me of when Mila Kunis and Macaulay Culkin were dating way back in the day, and Macaulay Culkin had that fame where he couldn't go anywhere without fans just screaming for him. And so Mila Kunis...
Like Elvis
that,
used to do.
Yeah, like, they couldn't even go to the grocery store to get stuff, and they happened to live across the street from Mila Kunis' parents' house. And so rather than go to the grocery store, they would run across the street and just raid her parents' fridge all the time and get whatever they needed to eat or whatever. And if they wanted to go out or do something to get out of the house, they would just go to her parents' house and hang out because
now,
they didn't
how do you
go anywhere else.
Mila Kunis is with Ashton Kutcher now because he's every bit as famous as her previous encounter.
Yeah, but they're older. Like, she was only 18, and she was just starting her career, essentially. She only had that 70s show.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. Keep to your real self. Maybe that's the lesson. Here, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are a wonderful method of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another victim died overnight, bringing the total to 5 souls killed and wounding 8 others. The suspected shooter, Connor James Sturgeon, whom identifies as he/him, opened fire at the Old National Bank in Louisville, Kentucky, yesterday morning. The motive is leaning towards a disgruntled employee. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear lost a cherished friend in the attack.
And these are irreplaceable, amazing individuals that a terrible act of violence tore from all of us, one of whom was one of my closest friends. I think what we need most right now, in a word, is love.
Sturgeon was shot and killed by police while he was streaming live on Instagram. That video has been removed and given to authorities. Witness Troy Haste.
He just started. He had a long assault rifle, and he just started. You hear the fart, the shots just start firing. Whoever's next to me got shot, and his blood's on me from it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Replacement for my voice. 34, almost 35 at the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, April 11th, brought to you in part by the folks at maybe this would be good for my voice. What do you think? We'll sing O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get the parts and service you need from the pros. That's it, the pros. He said, as his voice, I had this, the tea mixed with hot tea, lemon, honey, and this new all-natural cough and throat service. I forget what the name of it is, like Beeline or something. Really, that stuff is good for you.
Nice.
Good for the voicerini.
So, have you done the gargling with salt water?
I have, in fact. Yes. And I've got gargled with some other stuff. I was talking earlier about gargling with I don't put it in there. Well, actually, hydrogen peroxide, I spray on directly, and then I gargle with really warm water around that. It's supposed to help out a good deal. If you want to help yourself to what's going on here, easy, lots of material lately. Not lately. I mean, we always cover, I think, on average, 14, 15, 16 different things during the course of our conversations every day. And on the latest Good Day download, Jen and Jay and I talk about the allergies that obviously you're hearing about on the air through my voice. And so how to take care of the allergies and, you know, acknowledging there are more of them, but something that you can do. You can't do much about the fact that they're there, but you can do something about how you live through it. So, also on the latest Good Day download, Taylor Swift and her boyfriend calling it quits. I found that, you know what I found amazing? Last night, I was watching, as I was fixing dinner, those Entertainment Tonight shows, and this was the number one story. Is it that important who Taylor Swift is dating? I guess it must be.
Well, right? And because they've been together for so long, and this was kind of the quietest relationship, and then we find out that they'd broken up a few weeks ago. My thing with one of the stories was saying of like, oh, Taylor Swift has been spotted out and about since news broke. Who cares? They've been broken up for a few weeks. It's not like this is her first time out and about since the breakup.
Right.
She's currently on tour.
All the other things, the Good Day download keeps all of the pieces of the pie together. Like we have the do-it-yourself home projects expert Tom Kreidler talking about the way to save money as you get your home ready for spring. That's the expertise that we present. So a lot of other things. I was looking at a more recent one. Nick Miles, our auto expert, talking about how lifestyle choices tend to make consumers buy certain types of vehicles. You know, you can tell, in other words, our discussion was, you can tell what a person is all about by what he drives or she drives and how they drive. There's a lot to be seen there as to people and their personalities. What do you drive, Jay? I don't even know that I ever asked you.
Nope.
No. That's a secret.
Not what do you drive, Doug. How many cars do you have? I feel like you have a lot of vehicles because you have different duties for each vehicle, too.
Right. I have a couple of Range Rovers. I have a bunch of old Ford pickup trucks. That's what I drive most of the time. A 22-year-old Ford F-250 is what I'm in most of the time. Daisy and I are seen around. I have a more recent Chevy. It isn't a pickup truck. It's a truck I use to haul my big trailer around, a dually. They call them dualies. And then I have 19 different tractors for things on the farm. Massey Ferguson, this model and that model. The oldest one is 1967. The newest one is 1997. So nothing. I don't buy new stuff when it comes to. And I fix up. Our guys are always fixing up. We got a couple of trucks. We're fixing up an old Ford Ranger that the help uses to drive around the farm, you know, those sorts of things.
But I feel like a lot of the older vehicles were just made in such better quality.
Oh, yeah, much better, yep. Also, on a recent Good Day download, Carol Burnett's thoughts on being 90 years old. Don't forget her birthday party, I think, is coming up on the air later on this month. So, all of the focus on the Good Day program, you can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. All day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. You can hear more and more people are asking me about this. When people find out what I do for a living, where can I hear you? And I just send them to gooddayshow.com. And they can find radio, sometimes you find radio stations there. You listen to the program, which is fed all day, every day. So you don't have to worry about missing. What's the old expression? Miss a little, miss a lot. So help yourself. Yep. Okay, so how many states Let's do a survey here, if we can, Jay. States that have ordered stockpiling of this, I never pronounce it right. Is it Mifepristone? Is that it, the abortion pill? How do you pronounce that?
I'm with you, yeah. I don't know.
P-R-I-S-T-O-N-E.
Either. But, the abortion pill that some states are completely banning, others still permit. Was it Texas that has the differentiating jurisdiction almost?
Yeah, and you wonder what there is. So how does this work? Does it prevent you from getting pregnant? Or if you're already, what's the resistance? It's like a birth control pill, or is it something that causes an abortion?
No, I believe this one is an actual abortion pill. So it is once you are already pregnant. It's not like a Plan B, which is a second step contraception. It's the primary contraception breaks that you take. Like within, I believe, 12 hours or so to prevent conception. So this is once conception has already happened.
Okay. So what can be done to, and maybe this is not a fair question to ask, and I'm asking it sort of generally, not necessarily of you, what can you do other than the obvious things to prevent getting pregnant? You wear an IUD, take birth control pills, you can wear a protective device. If you're a man, you can get a vasectomy if you're a man. Aren't there a lot of choices? It would seem to me, I'm fortunate not to have to be concerned about that, but I guess at some time in my life I have been, and lots of other people have been too.
Yeah, there is. You can track ovulation with ovulation test kits and just make sure that you are not, you know, doing the hibbity-dibbity during certain times of the month. There's birth control. There's so many different contraceptions that you can do. And I think that a lot of people get confused when it comes to Plan B type of stuff, which is also a contraception. It's not an abortion pill. But also there are some people who believe even birth control should be outlawed. Yeah, which is like...
That's completely irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a believer, as you know, in abortion. I don't think that that's the way to go. But I also don't think it's any of my business. I'm not sitting here to preach to you like some other men do. More men preach than men. Mm-hmm. And then women preach, it seems to me, about this sort of stuff, which is kind of ironic and a little confusing because most... Well, without two, you can't tango, right? So you can't get pregnant if you're not having sex. You can't get pregnant if people are protected. And so where does the responsibility lie? Is that ever a discussion topic? It probably is among individuals, but does it need to be a public conversation? This is an uncomfortable conversation for some
people. It is, and it also doesn't address people who are forced against their will in instances such as rape.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing that is crazy, the danger involved in all of that in the discussion. All right, let's find another. There's a boogeyman. Apparently George Soros is the bad guy when it comes to going after Donald Trump. At least if you go to social media and you are looking, there's all between Alvin Bragg, who's the boogeyman, and George Soros, got a couple of good fall guys here. How about Donald Trump himself? Is he responsible for the problems that he has?
Obviously not.
No, it's everybody else's fault. All right, George Soros made him do it. All right, listen, I have no love for George Soros. I think he's way over the top and way too influential, spends way too much money. He's a perfect example through his contributions of why civilians, and what is it called? Citizens United, I would say civilian. Citizens United, that was passed or okayed by the Supreme Court, 15, 20 years ago, ruined the American political system. The reason that we have Trump, the reason that we have most of the candidates that we have today that we don't like, is because of the unfettered amount of money that guys like Soros can throw at a candidate to make sure that they get elected. Because, let's face it, one of the good things that comes out of these discussions is that advertising works. And if you have a lot of money to advertise, your name recognition becomes, that's the key usually to winning an election, not on issues, but do I know who this person is?
But also when Donald Trump came along for his first run at presidency, I believe that the American public were just so tired of politicians in general.
Oh, yeah.
And he was legitimately a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and he was. Then you got into the cycle of him just calling people names, which you didn't, you learned a lot about him from that. But at any rate, I find this to be, I'm just every day I'd like to come up with something new or a new angle to this, and really there isn't a new angle. It's just the people that are different, but the angle of the story is the same. All right, from the danger, Will Robinson department, here's a surfer who's now in serious condition after a shark pretty much bit off his leg while he was surfing in Hawaii, or off the coast of Hawaii on Oahu. 58-year-old victim was surfing. The shark clamped onto his right leg, and that was the end of that. So the surfers who were out there with him when they saw this going on brought him in, put a tourniquet on his wound, and then...
really helped save his life.
Yeah, exactly. He could bleed out very quickly in this sort of thing. But this was unusual because sharks don't usually go after people unless there's some blood, literally blood in the water.
Well, this was a tiger shark, too, and... Isn't it most of the times it's not tiger shark attacks?
I don't know that much about any of them, frankly. I don't know much about, you know. I know I don't want to encounter them.
Yeah.
Yeah, look in the Museum of Natural History. I was talking about going there with my grandson a couple of weeks ago. Two Sundays ago. We went in and saw, you know, sharks have been around. They are dinosaurs, pretty much the same as alligators and or crocodiles. They've been around for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years. And the Meg, you want to talk about a scary creature. Oh, wow. Remember that movie that Jason Statham was in a couple of years ago?
And people still go and, like, hunt out their teeth. The Meg teeth.
They what?
Hunt out the Meg teeth.
What do you mean? They look for dead ones and...
No, the teeth that have fallen out of the Megs from... however long ago, and they still kind of find them.
Yeah, there was one on display at the Museum of Natural History there, and it was this big mother. Wowie zowie. You don't want to get that wrapped around. You're done. You're done for if they get you. They just, that's it. Goodbye. Speaking of goodbyes, 48 after the hour. You're in good day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Today's April the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're about to delve into food, farm, and family matters and celebrate National Cheese Fondue. I think that can be used. I've said many times to people, fondue, and they don't really know what I'm talking about, but you can read between the lines, especially cheese fondue. Are you fond of cheese fondue?
I do like a good fondue. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how is it made? What's in fondue? Is it cheese mixed with what? How is a fondue created?
Sometimes it's just one type of cheese. Other times you can do different types of cheeses. As long as it's like a liquid form cheese, not just a melted, like shredded cheese or something. It has to be a liquid kind of.
So it has to be melted.
Liquid form.
You got to get it while it's hot.
Yeah, because you dip things in it, and then a lot of times you can do. It doesn't always have to be cheese. Now we are celebrating National Cheese Fondue Day, but it doesn't always have to be cheese. A lot of people do chocolate or what's the other one? I'm thinking of almond bark.
No, chocolate. Stop right there. All right, let's put. But I can't imagine dipping an olive into some chocolate. You can put olive into cheese, though, right?
Yeah, or like little bread pieces, broccoli, you can do vegetables, garlic.
Do I remember fondue pots? There used to be a thing when I was a kid called a fondue pot.
Yeah.
That's still around? Do they still use those? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a restaurant that is, and I can't remember the name of it, but I feel like their whole shtick is that it's a fondue restaurant.
Yeah, you want to hear something gross? This started...
No, is no an option.
Yeah, well, this is, some people consider this to be gross. Back in the earlier days of the Arabian Peninsula, merchants used to take the stomach of a sheep and fill it up with, make a pouch out of it, and they would keep the milk and the cheese as they travel across the desert in that protected it. The heat of the sun caused the milk to curd, and then that's, you know, when they were thirsty, they were drinking sort of this kind of a cheese. It kept him going for a long time, but
wow,
that's
not gross. I'm kind of happy that happened because now we have cheese fondue.
Cheese fondue. Okay, so there are we got a note that there is danger in eating poisonous puffer fish. So if you are traveling, there are a lot of places that'll feed you a lot of things that are not good for you. I don't know whether you can. There's something about puffer fish. I remember this from my trip to China. Where they have all kinds of really gross fish.
But I think puffer fish is poisonous except for a certain part of it. I think it's how you cut it. And there's like a certain little part that it is okay to eat, but it's so dangerous. It's basically like playing Russian roulette with your food.
Okay, here's a precautionary recall today on the farm. Food and Family portion of Good Day. By the way, you can get this info at foodfarmandfamily.com every day. This segment is there. American Family Farmer is there, plus updates on a lot of info that will help you when you go to the grocery store or make up your mind about what you want to eat. So Fresh Express has voluntarily recalled a quantity of varieties of already expired brands. When it comes to these salad kits, why do people do this? They should be just, there's Listeria everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's every week. Don't we have one of these at least once a week of some kind of salad or lettuce or spinach that's been sealed up?
There was even, we discussed a story recently of the scientists or people who were looking at the most recalled types of food at grocery stores and what to just, like, all around avoid.
This
and
is it.
Lettuce was the main one, like packaged lettuce. And these are the pre-cut, pre-diced packaged lettuce. And Fresh Express is one of the most popular ones.
Yeah. Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. That's where these things were distributed. So if you have them, bring them back. Caesar chopped kits. The Chipotle cheddar chopped kit and other honey vinegar, honey ginger salad kits. Bring them back to the store. Get your money back. Retailers have been instructed to make sure. Does anybody, I would like to have a story someday. Maybe we do this on Facebook or Instagram or our social media. Ask if people are bringing back these things and if they are welcome with more open arms or do people in the stores give them a hard time. I'd like to know a story about that. All right, the warning as we get into springtime around here where I am is look out for the farm equipment. State of Massachusetts just passed a bill last week that makes it a crime to pass farm equipment closer than 5 feet. So basically, you got to stay behind them. And this is going on in a lot of different states, like Indiana just passed the same sort of Farm Equipment Protection Act, if you will, which is important, obviously, for the farmers. And it's amazing how many people don't respect, frankly, the farmers. Give them a wide area, wide zone, please. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.